Welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I'm just one of your humble hosts, Sean Boyle, and with me is
Ashley Bach.
And welcome to the half-hour radio program that airs every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame at 10 a.m. I think I said that in a weird order, but at 10 a.m. to connect you, the listener, to resources that are available to children and families. Now, today we have the luxury and the privilege of being in the St. Lucie Public Schools television studio, which is WLX Horizon. So if you're a longtime listener to the radio program, you want to see what these faces look like, with a word of caution, look up WLX Horizon on your local cable network provider, and or do what I do, because my son taught me this. Just go to YouTube, look up WLX Horizon St. Lucie, and find the Community Connections radio show.
You can actually go back like a ways.
You can
we'll
see.
Just say- Oh, wait.
Ashley, when she started the radio show, was 12 years old, and she has grown so much in this program.
Yes, that's accurate.
I would like to think I was Benjamin Buttoning, but I am not. So tune in and check that out. But we spend this time together, like I said, to connect people to resources and things that are available for children and families in St. Lucie County. We have a great guest today that we're going to get to in a minute because, well, first of all, I always forget to do this, or don't forget to do it, but I have to do it. We at the Children's Services Council, not radio and or television or media professionals, but what we do is we focus on five priorities. Longtime listeners, count down with me.
In your sleep.
One, making sure every baby's a healthy baby. I'm contractually obligated to say these. Two, stopping child abuse before it happens. Three, keeping kids off the streets. Four, keeping them in school. And five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. And when I say that we at the Children's Services Council, actually myself, the team, the board, make this a priority, what that means is we develop, fund, and track systems of care that are available in those priorities for all families in St. Lucie County.
That's right. And this show is a great place to get introduced to a lot of those programs because we bring them on as guests to talk about what they're doing and the impact they're having. But we share a lot of that information on our website at csclc.org and on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram.
End of list.
Right. But the website is a really great place to kind of stay up to date with what is happening. We are sharing a lot of information there, a lot of success stories about our program, so it's a good place to stay involved. And most of the time, you can get that information from Facebook as well.
So just because it's only Facebook and Instagram, does that mean you and I can stop practicing our TikTok dances that we're going to post under Children's Services Council?
We can. Well, okay. That's for us. That's a different show.
All right, so as we walked to the studio, from our cars to the studio, we all melted a little bit because it is 2,000 degrees out right now.
It is.
And so with a word of caution, make sure that you are cognizant, obviously with yourself, the listener and the viewer, but also with your children to make sure that they're adequately hydrated and are taking cooling breaks because it is like beyond hot.
So I can't remember a time in my life where we have had this many consecutive excessive heat warnings in the news. I don't ever remember that.
Look, we know we're not weather experts, clearly, but there's Florida hot, and then there's this summer.
Yeah.
It's definitely a notch up.
It's hot.
And we bring that, and I say that because I don't know about you, but this weekend we had a end of year youth basketball celebration just to, you know, culminate the end of the year and the time spent together. And it was a pool party. And everybody was in the pool because it was a million degrees outside the pool. Now, the pool was probably 92 degrees itself.
Right.
But if you are ever at a pool party, if you own a pool, if you're at the beach, you have to designate somebody, an adult, to watch the kids. Because as we talked about this as a group of parents, because half of us were in the pool, half of us were out. And I think there's these assumptions that if a child is going to start struggling with water or drowning, that it's going to be loud. You're going to hear the splashes.
Right.
First of all, kids in pools make lots of splashes anyway. But when they go under, it is silent.
Yeah.
And so I say all that to say, and we've been emphasizing this frequently this summer, is when you're at a body of water, an adult, preferably a couple of adults, need to be pool watchers. And water watchers, I should say. And that means not you're on your phone and looking at the pool every once in a while, or you're reading a book and looking at it every once in a while. You need to be actively looking at the pool. And I think you mentioned this before in a previous program. If, for example, you don't want to tap one of your friends to watch it, why not hire somebody?
Yep, absolutely.
Like a lifeguard almost.
Absolutely. And we have some water safety tips on our website that you can go, and there's links to organizations in our community like Safe Kids, like the American Red Cross, lots of places that you can get more information about that. But you know, we do a lot of prevention and early intervention. That's kind of what we specialize in. And drowning is one of those things that is absolutely preventable. And so the more that we talk about it, the more that we remind everyone in our community that they are also responsible for it, I think the better off we'll be. Unfortunately, several of the incidences that we have had this year since January have happened at parties, at pool parties. And again, it's absolutely preventable, and we don't want to keep talking about it. So everybody has to work together to make that.
I think people hate it when they invite me to a pool party because I'm just like,
same.
They're like, why aren't you looking at me? You're not looking at the pool, so I guess I have to, right?
It's me every time. I know it is. That's okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, just to put an explanation on this. In Florida, the leading cause of death for children is drowning.
Yep. It's under the age of 8 now. It's going up instead of down, which is not great for us. But, you know, we've worked for a long time in our community with partners like Safe Kids, like the St. Lucie County Aquatics Department, to make sure that water safety education and lessons are accessible. And so those will continue to happen. Safe Kids now has a full-time person who's dedicated to education throughout the community and will be in classrooms all year long. So that's great for us, but it doesn't stop there. It's continued conversation happening all the time, reminders about all of the safety tips.
So I'm going to work on a segue to our guests. So we're going to talk a lot about after-school programs here in a minute, but I want to talk about before school, which I think also our guest covers as well. But school, by the time this probably airs is on the radio, school will have started. And so we're just going to ask everybody, take a little bit of caution getting into work or wherever you're going, both in the morning, particularly in the morning when sometimes visibility isn't the best because school starts relatively early. Make sure that you're a little bit slower in those zones where, you know, kids are waiting for the bus, because another thing that's 100% preventable, and we've been pretty good about this in the community, but for a little while back, we had a lot of kids that were being struck by automobiles, either walking or on their bikes, because again, be careful and cautious, particularly around schools and neighborhoods that have children.
Yes, and I would say to pay attention to those school zones. We have a dedicated team of school crossing guards that work for both the law enforcement agencies and with the school district, and they are there for a reason. And just please be mindful of the school zones as you're driving through them. Again, totally preventable, and we want to make sure that our kids stay safe.
Completely understandable, right? Your commute to work is going to be a little bit longer once school starts, right? School buses and more traffic. So just build that in so that you don't feel rushed and, you know, heaven forbid something terrible happens. So
there you go.
We are done on our safety soapbox. Now let's switch gears because we have a great guest here, because when we talk about after school programs, which is our keeping kids off the streets category, which is our largest category that we provide resources to, you cannot have that conversation without talking about this entity. And the entity, I guess I'm going to do
it's
the
okay.
intro. Normally Ashley does the intro, but I'm on a roll. Normally we can't have after school programs without talking about the Boys and Girls Club. So Ashley, do you want to introduce who is with us from the Boys and Girls
Sure,
Club?
Sure, I would love to. So we're lucky, a longtime friend of both Sean and I and Children's Services Council. The CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of St. Lucie County, Will Armstead, is with us today. You know, Sean said you can't talk about after school programming without talking about Boys and Girls Club, but you can't talk about before school or summer or teen programming or
feeding during
food
COVID,
trucks,
addressing community issues. The Boys and Girls
Pretty
Club
much
is
anything.
Everywhere.
Yeah. And so we're really lucky to have a great partnership with the Boys and Girls Club in our community. And you guys really do have probably the majority of kids that are in after-school programming are seen by Boys and Girls Clubs. So let's talk a little bit about that. I don't know. Do you want to recap summer first or talk about after-school first?
I'm going to leave that up to you, Ashley. You tell me what you want me to do.
Let's recap summer, because we were kind of going over some of the numbers before the show started. And we talk often, especially in the summer and even after school, one of the hardest populations to engage is teens.
Yes.
So they have choices, right? Like they can sometimes
decide. If they
decide.
Don't want to come, they will not
come. Right. They will not show up.
But you guys had some really cool things happen with teens this summer. Let's talk about that.
Well, just listening to you guys talk about water safety was just like incredible. Like how you guys take just every aspect of a youth is why our community is the way it is. So thank you to Children's Services Council for all you do and fighting for what we do every single day. So over the years, we've talked about enhancing our programs. The little kids, we do a great job. All after-school programs, in my mind, do a really good job at working with the little kids because they want hugs and they want to talk to you. They want to be outside. They're just doing good. But when it comes to teenagers, that's a whole nother ball game. And I know Sean and I have had many, many coffees about how can we engage teens, because we don't want people complaining about our future. We want them to help us help the kids along their journey, their path. And so we work with Children's Services Council to come up with different strategies in order to entice, which is probably a good word, teens to not want to stay home but want to come to the club and want to get out and be excited to do it. And so this summer, starting with the numbers, we had more than 560 teens in our program. And that showed up consistently every single day. And like the kids, the teens, it was a long summer, but it was a rewarding summer because our teens are really good. In St. Lucie County, they're special in a way that they all don't think the same, but they're teaching us adults how they want to be treated, how they want to be talked to, and really kind of help us walk through what are the things that they want to do in life, whether if it's, you know, if they want to be a fireman, firewoman, and if they want to work at a bank, if they just want to be, be at home, get married, have a family, right? But kids are pretty good at telling us today what they want. And the programs and the community was just incredible this summer in terms of giving our teens so many opportunities.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And you have a part of it, and it's a year-round program, but I had the opportunity to go there in the summer, a workforce readiness program that mostly is teenagers that participate. And Will and I have had this discussion over coffee. I think as you get older, and Will and I are in that range, actually not quite there yet, but as you get older, there's this tendency for the older generations to complain about the younger generations. Like, these kids, they're terrible. And trust me, they said that about us when we were young, right? It's a cyclical thing.
Yeah.
So I went to the workforce readiness when they got their first paycheck. It was 2 years in a row, which is my favorite thing. And I'm so glad you invited me out there. And every single one of those youth that I talked to, every single one, because they got paid, it's a workforce readiness program, they got paid like it was a job.
To show up,
to learn, but also to do some type of job function.
Yes.
Every single one of them, probably talked to 20 kids, asked them, every single one of them said that they were saving those dollars.
Yes.
Saving those dollars for school, for the future, for their family. Now, you juxtapose that with the idea that, kids, all they want to do is play video games and buy shoes and whatever. That is not the case with our youth. And I would just... Again, this is soapbox day, apparently. I would challenge anybody that thinks that our youth don't know what's going on or are like, the downgrade of our society. Go spend some time with the Boys and Girls Club and the Workforce Readiness Program. Your mind will be changed.
Well, I mean, Sean, to your point, one of the things as adults that I want to see happen at another level is providing the opportunities to see what our teens are doing. Because if you don't provide the opportunity, they don't know what's out there. And so whether if you live in a lower socioeconomic area, or whether if you live in a high-end area, opportunity is opportunity. And if you've never been to the emergency management center, then you don't know what it is, right? If you've never been to FAU Harbor Branch, you don't know what they do, right? So one of the things this summer we've been able to do is expand it. And Sean Mitchell, past commissioner for St. Lucie County, has done a remarkable job at calling people to give our young people opportunities. And I know you mentioned the stipends that they received. They had an opportunity to get up to $50 a week, $10 a day, But there was a rubric that they had to follow. So it wasn't just given to them. And I got to sign all these checks. So there were people, there were young people who, you know, at the end of the 2 weeks received $100, and there were some who received $5. But it just based on what they accomplished, based on what we wanted to share with them. But there were so many opportunities given to them. You know, one of my favorite things that happened this summer was putting some kids into the fire department, came out to the Boys and Girls Clubs and put these kids in uniforms. Well, you put a kid in a uniform and they get to turn on the fire hose. I was jealous because I'm like, I never got to do that, right?
Right.
But just think about that kid who gets to like turn on that fire hose. Now he gets to go home and dream about one day I could be a fireman. And those are the activities that we had all summer.
And so, really cool. So now that you kind of recapped the summer, let's move to current now. School started.
Yes.
And when we talk about after school programs, you have how many clubhouse sites, which are neighborhood sites, and then you have school sites. But maybe talk about what a child would experience in an after school program.
So we have a total of 25 sites. 8 of them are in neighborhoods where kids could walk to. And then we have 17 school sites, 2 of which are in high schools, Treasure Coast High School and Westwood High School, which I'm so excited about those two. Again, it's teens. We had 100 teens in each one of those high schools this summer.
Wow.
That's very cool. And that's new.
That's brand new.
Yeah.
When you talk about programming, our programs are continuing to expand because the programs that we did 5 years ago are obsolete. the kids, the children, they're telling us what they want to do, right? So we have a Smart Moves program, a Smart Girls programs that teaches girls resiliency and teach them a whole lot of things about life. And then we have Passport to Manhood programs, which do the same exact thing for boys. And then we have these collective things that we do with kids, like Money Matters, teaching them how to bank, teaching kids how to do other activities. But we're going to continue to expand them, and we're bringing so many partners in to help us with the expansion of that. This year, we are poised to serve over 3,000 kids a day.
Wow.
Every single day throughout all of our clubhouses. And our number one priority is safety. And so not only are we making sure kids are safe, we're making sure that the kids are making sure that they're safe. So it's a collective thing. One of the things I'm most proud of is also getting parents involved, getting family members involved. I was so proud of the Percy Peak Gym where we had an after-school or end-of-summer program. There were over 100 parents that showed up to this event, and I just attributed a lot of that to the community working together with programs that make sense for the community, not necessary for Boys and Girls Clubs.
And you talk about, it's interesting because you said programming 5 years ago doesn't necessarily work today, but also, for lack of a better word, the stereotypes of 5 years ago aren't applicable today too, because if you had told us 5 years ago you had 100 parents show up, nobody would believe you, right?
Yeah.
Now, parents want to be involved, yeah. and it's up to good programming like yours at the Boys and Girls Club to get the parents involved, know what's going to bring them out, and find ways to actively engage them. So I'm a parent. Well, I was going to say a hypothetical, but I am a parent. I'm a parent. Let's say I'm a parent of a middle schooler, right? So what time does middle school get out?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. I do not leave my office generally till 5:30 or 6 every day, and then I usually go home and do some work too. So what if, you know, if I have a 13-year-old or 12-year-old, I do not want my 12-year-old home alone between the hours of 4 and 6 and 6:30, because I was a teenager. I was young at one point, if you can believe that. And trust me, when I was 12 years old, I did not always make well-rounded decisions. As much as I would like to think so, I did not. So that's why it's the benefit of parents to think about an after-school program, because where are your kids when you're working?
Right.
And what are they doing? And what choices are they making versus learning the skills and the opportunities that can take place at a Boys and Girls Club?
Yeah. You know, the one thing that, and I hope that parents and grandparents and guardians are listening to this, whether it's a Boys and Girls Clubs or another after-school program, you are doing yourself a disservice not to put our young people in one of these programs, especially if you have to work until 6 or 7 at night. Those 2 or 3 hours are critical in a teenager's life. At 13 years old, there's so many things that they can get involved with the phones and just friends. And we think that we've instilled all these great qualities, which we have, in our children, but they do have their own minds. And they have friends, and peer pressure is real. And, you know, we've had some situations, you know, because a lot of times when we talk about all the great programs that we have and all the beautiful things we're doing. But the truth of the matter is that we've had issues at the Boys and Girls Clubs with our young people. Even this summer, you know, and sometimes during the year, we've had kids that, you know, they ended up getting into little squabbles with each other, but we were able to fix it, right? We were able to help them, like, look at a different way to address, you know, their differences. And so...
And that's a learning opportunity,
it's a
right?
Learning
like, they
opportunity.
Wouldn't get that at home fighting with their friend over their phone.
That's exactly right.
That's what happens.
You know, the other thing... a lot of kids are really struggling these days. Like, it's a real struggle on a lot of different levels. And we've been able to talk to a lot of young people about what they're going through. And my wife and I have adopted 3 kids. So we know, and I know Ashley and her husband's done the same. And they go through things that they may not tell us as parents. And we want them to tell us everything, but they may not tell us. But we could be the eyes and ears of you, the parent, the grandparent, the guardian. But Children's Services Council allows that to happen, and our community allows it to happen. If I'm a parent, you know, my kids go to the Boys and Girls Clubs. Put your kids in it. Somebody's after school, trusted after school program. I mean, you have a website, right?
Right.
Is this my show or your show? But
well,
listen, it's so important, I mean, to make sure that our kids are safe and in a safe environment.
And think about it as a parent, Ashley, because I can remember the struggles. You know, you come home from work, right? Let's say your kids were left alone, and boredom is something that is real, right? They're going to find something. But you come home, you're like, did you do your homework? No. Did you get anything to eat? No. So now all that gets crunched into like an hour and a half, 2 hours. So you've got I got to make a meal now. Then I've got to do homework. And, you know, I can remember tears and 2 hours, you know, of tears just to get 15 minutes worth of homework done.
Yep.
And I can remember the stress that caused on our whole family.
Everybody.
When just one of my kids had that.
Well,
and so a lot of that, you know,
is alleviated.
Is alleviated sure. Through after school programs.
It is. We help with homework. What makes it better, right, is that, and I know you guys require it, we require it, like everyone is level 2 background screen, so they're around safe people, right, that are making it happen. A lot of great staff, a lot of professional development happening. I mean, there's so much good that the kids are learning throughout the entire year. But that whole homework, some of that homework is hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's way above me. And we have great staff that are willing to sit down and help the kids to get their homework, to alleviate that problem, as well as provide a nutritious meal that the kids, we know that they're not going to go home hungry. You know, someone like my son, who just is about to turn 13, he's going to want some more to eat when he gets home, but neither here nor there. He at least got a nutritious meal before he left the club.
Yeah. And I think, too, you know, you guys have done a great job, as you've mentioned several times, listening to what the kids want. So adding programming that, you know, caters to their interests or things that they want to see. But all of the stuff that we talked about, obviously great, and we want parents to learn about it and enroll their kids. Where's the best place for them to find information about all of the clubhouse locations or school-based locations? What can they expect to pay? Give us all the details before we run out of time.
Okay, I know, because I could talk about this for like hours. www.bgcofslc.org is the best place to get all the information. There's a lot of great resources and information. There's some different price structures, but if you go to one of our neighborhood clubs during the school year, it doesn't cost you anything. It's free. It's like $0. And you're getting the same quality program that you would get at a school-based site. So we want your kids to be at our sites. And if you ask anybody on my team, nobody gets turned away. Yeah. Right? Nobody gets turned away. And we figure out a way. And if, even if they can't come to Boys and Girls Clubs, we do talk about all the other programs that are under the CSC umbrella, so to speak, in terms of that are funded by you all.
So again, the website for Boys and Girls Club, best way to find out, because you can find all the locations, maybe schedule a tour, contact somebody, is www.bgcofslc.org.
Yep.
Because we love our acronyms in the nonprofit world. So we got a couple minutes left, Will. And let's say somebody's viewing or listening and they're watching because they can't fall asleep and they're like, this will help me fall asleep. Let's say their kids are all grown. They don't really have any kids or grandkids here, but they want to be part of the solution, the part of the upward trend in St. Lucie County when it regards our children and youth. You've got a couple of things coming up that they can get involved with.
Such as like a chili cook-off. We have a gala. We're celebrating 30 years in St. Lucie County. Boys and Girls Clubs nationally is 150-plus years, but in St. Lucie County here, we've been around 30 years. We're excited about it. Our chili cook-off is going to have 5,000 to 8,000 people. I mean, we have 30 teams already signed up. We have a lot of vendors, a lot of great chili, a lot of people you may not have seen over the years, so it'll be a great, great family event. We have a golf tournament that's already packed out. But our gala's coming, too. We're going to have a glitz and glam gala that's in January that's going to be just off the charts. So, but if parents want to get involved, they could volunteer, too, right? We want volunteers to come in, you know, with math, reading, science, social studies, or they just want to volunteer to spend time with the kid, you know, to just be there. And so there's so many opportunities.
So all those events that are coming up, the golf tournament, the chili cook-off, and the gala, all that will appear on your website and social media as the dates get closer. I do know the chili cook-off is in October.
October 21st.
Okay, October 21st. And that's going to be at the Clover Park?
Yes.
Nice. Nice. And that's a great event.
So you didn't really pay, you're paying attention to us.
See?
Man, I totally am. All right. And so let me just brag on Will for our last 50 seconds that we have left on the show. The thing that I love about Will, besides all the great programming in St. Lucie County, is that he recognizes that it's not just a Boys and Girls Club that will continue this upward trend. It involves all nonprofits. So if you ever talk to Will, he's going to talk to you about Boys and Girls Club, obviously. But he already did it on this show. He's also going to talk about all the other nonprofits, including competing after school programs, because he recognizes it's not just one entity that can do this. And I always love that about Will. I love hearing when you speak, because I told somebody, you know, you hear Will speak, sometimes you forget he works for the Boys and Girls Club because he's mentioned all these other ones. But he understands the power of nonprofits, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, folks, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Will, for coming on. And I want to remind everybody that's a weekly radio program every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame at 10 a.m. If you missed the radio program, do not fear, do not fret. Just download the podcast version, pull up your podcast app, look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council, and it will appear right there. We are grateful for every listen and view. And a reminder that it's our children, our community, our future. We're all in this together. We'll see you next time.